You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev, the number one Chevrolet dealer in Canada since 2015, based on Dealer Raider's customer review site. Stop in, say hi. Right now, 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles. That's Lakewood Chev.
Craig, you're chatting with Mark Mageau and Jason Strodick. How are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you today?
We're doing good. Thanks for taking some time. The big announcement came yesterday. You, Willie Desjardins, Dave King, and a couple other gentlemen will be leading the helm for Team Canada for the next hockey season at the Winter Olympics. How did this conversation really get going between you and Hockey Canada?
Well, it's a good question. I've had a lot of experience coaching against them here in the previous three World Championships, and you work in tight quarters. You see these guys for a month at a time every year at the World Championships, and I think I was able to make an impression on them through my work with Team Belarus. And so as things progressed, I think when they were going about putting the coaching staff together, I think they were interested in the dynamic that I could bring to the coaching staff.
When you talk about the coaching staff, it seems to me there's a lot of guys with different experience. Dave King, Scott Walker, yourself, not to mention head coach Willie Desjardins. How much of your time right now is just strictly focused on trying to get a roster or a potential roster together?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. We met for 3 days here, just the past 3 days, and a large part of our meeting time was allocated to, the players that are available over right now in the KHL, the DEL, the Swiss League, the Swedish League. And so a lot of it was just kind of wrapping our heads around, who do we want to see in these first couple of tournaments and provide the basis for us information-wise to move forward.
We're joined by Craig Woodcroft, assistant coach for Team Canada at the upcoming Winter Olympics. You spent some time coaching in the KHL, Craig. What was that experience like, and how different was it from coaching over in Europe or in North America to coaching in Europe?
Well, it was certainly a unique experience. I'm sure everybody's heard, the horror stories, but I actually have nothing bad to say about my experience over there. It was a wonderful experience. It's a great league. A lot of quality hockey players, a lot of good coaches, and it's essentially the Russian NHL, and so it's taken very, very seriously. And I learned a lot as a coach. I learned a lot as a person. Just having to adjust and to kind of fit into a completely different culture, and it was a great experience.
You look at the Sochi Hockey Open that's coming up right away, then the other tournament later on in August. What are you guys looking for in players? Is it the type of role they can play? Is it attitude? How do you start to kind of evaluate players based on what might be happening in 6 months' time?
Well, I think it's a little bit about everything, to be honest with you. It's the traits of the player, the personality of the player, the character of the player. All those things are important. I think one thing, when you're putting together a team, you're trying to slot the best possible player in that role for the team. And so you basically build it out like where you decide what you need in certain positions on your roster and who best fills those. So everyone's going to get an opportunity to come in and put their best foot forward, and we'll evaluate and continue to take in all players from Europe, from players that are available from North America, and it's going to be a lengthy process.
Craig, you mentioned that you don't know exactly who's going to be on your team, but how difficult is it as a coaching staff to prepare for? Maybe you have a rough idea of who's going to be on some of these other teams, but how hard is it to fully prepare for a tournament when you don't exactly know your competition?
Well, I think the one thing, the big thing for us is that every country's in the same boat. You know what I mean? Like, whatever countries don't have their NHLers available, we're all in the same boat. And so we really get to see in this tournament setting who has the deepest talent pool. And, a lot of people would argue Canada does. So you know, we're excited about the players that are available to us, and we are, you know, we think with the coaching staff and the preparation process that we're going to go through, we're going to have a good opportunity. Now, when you talk about specifically knowing your opponent, I think with Dave King's vast international experience, with my international experience, we have a very good idea about the style of play from each country and, you know, a pretty in-depth knowledge of the, you know, the personnel that's going to go into a lot of those rosters.
There's a lot of good players over there, obviously, in the different leagues. But I feel that Swiss is one of the stronger leagues for Canadian imports. So, you know, as you're coaching against these various guys or even guys on your team, you know, are you keeping a close eye on what's happening there by Canadians in that league?
In the Swiss league?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's going to be one of those things where, you know, obviously your attention is on your team, but, you know, you're going to obviously keep an eye on the eligible Canadian players that may be on our roster in Korea.
The 2017-18 National Men's Hockey Team schedules. We're joined by Craig Woodcroft, assistant coach for Team Canada. It begins with the Sochi Hockey Open, August 6th through the 9th. Then there's another tournament in Russia. There's a couple exhibition games spread in here or there. And Craig, as a member, you used to play for the Canadian national team, correct? Back in 93, 94?
That's correct, yep.
Is this, would you like to see maybe Canada get back to going to these regular exhibition tournaments more and more and help develop maybe some of these players who aren't in the NHL?
Well, it's a unique process. Back in 93, 94, the team was essentially together for the entire year, and we practiced together every day. You know, you went to various tournaments. This is a little bit unique in the sense that, you know, all these players generally who will comprise the majority of the roster, they're going to go back to their club teams. And we're just going to get together for a week or two every month here leading up to the Olympic Games. So it's a little bit different process. You know, we're working on a lot of ways to stay connected to these players through the time gaps and to stay connected not only by in communication, but by keeping eyeballs on them and see how they're playing, how they're trending, et cetera, et cetera.
And I believe there's going to be an opportunity for players in NCAA to play on that team. How'd that fit into the process of watching them and you and his coaches getting to know them if anyone does, you know, push it through into the team?
Yeah, no, there's no regulations here on anybody being, you know, eligible apart from the NHL players. So we are not going to close a door to anybody. If we feel somebody is capable of helping our team, then they're going to have a very good opportunity to show us that they deserve and to earn the right to be on the team.
You mentioned the first tournament for you guys will be the Sochi Hockey Open, August 6th through 9th in Sochi, of course, the home of the 2014 Winter Games. Craig, when do you guys start to head over there as a group and start preparing for this?
We'll arrive into Sochi a couple days before the tournament gets going, get set up, be there a little bit before the players, and then the players filter in and, you know, we'll get a couple practices and then off into the tournament. But a lot of these guys in the, a lot of the players that will be there, a lot of them have already been training for a month with their respective KHL teams.
Yeah, that makes a big difference in Europe. A lot of people don't know that, how soon the guys go over and start getting after it. I guess when you're looking at from, you know, a point of view here, if there's a player that maybe slips through the cracks, like a Shane Doan or Joe McGinley doesn't sign, would there be an opportunity, an appetite to maybe bring him into a tournament at some point or some exhibition games?
I think so. I don't see why we wouldn't want to entertain something like that. Obviously, those aren't my calls. But I know we're very open to a lot of different scenarios, and that certainly may be one of them. And, you know, like I said, if we feel somebody can help us, you know, improve our team and fill a role and be the best person in that role, then we're going to give that person every opportunity to earn that right.
Craig, I happen to know a 42-year-old left-shot defenseman who might be able to help your team at the Sochi Olympics. Is there room for the name Jason Strudwick on your team?
I can't help you. Don't even. I'm terrible now. I can't even score in men's league.
Yeah, it goes quick, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. My ego is just crushed all over. Every night I go out there. So, yeah. But good luck, man. We'll be enjoying watching you guys. This will be a really neat preparation for the tourney.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for having me on, and appreciate the support. And good luck to you guys as well.
Thanks.